Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
It is 7:20. I'm Howard Feldman. We've been chatting about the space agency in South Africa. The South African National Space Agency has decided to collaborate with Brazil. We wanted to check in with Dr. Vel Munsami, Chief Executive Officer at the South African National Space Agency. A very, very good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. I'm okay, and thanks for having me on. Good morning to the listeners.
It's great to chat to you. We really are seeing some incredible work coming out of the South African National Space Agency. It's one of the areas, and I've been talking about that and saying it to our listeners that we really should have a sense of pride in. Just give us a sense of the work that you guys are doing.
So coincidentally, how we're celebrating our 10th anniversary this year.
Oh, wow.
So there's been some significant developments in the last 10 years. So I'll just put it in terms of the African context. We have the biggest ground station in Africa, essentially comprising about 70 antennas.
Mm-hmm.
And we do everything from tracking satellites. So we track about close to 18, 20 satellites a day. And every time there's a launch from the U.S. or from French Guiana by the European Space Agency, those launch vehicles, they come over Africa, and we do some of the tracking and command over Africa. And so we do a lot of those international services and hosting of equipment here in the Space Agency. So we're the only, we have the biggest ground station in Africa. Secondly, we're the only country that has a capability for developing, manufacturing, designing, and operating satellites. Most other in Africa. And most other African countries will go out and procure satellites. So we have an industrial capability that can help us to do that. And then we also produce products and services. And just to give you a sense, we don't realize it, but we use space technology on a daily basis. Whether you go to a mall and do a banking transaction, that goes through a telecommunications satellite. If you're watching DSTV or, you know, Formula One or football like last night, it goes through a telecommunications satellite. And weather report, meteorological
thing.
So a lot of the information we use on a daily basis, including GPS, comes from satellite. Navigation and new aircraft comes from satellite. So we are so intimately reliant on satellites.
It's true.
It's very important that we have that capability in the country, and that's what the space agency is focusing on together with the industry.
Incredible, because we really wouldn't survive a day, really not a day without it. Tell us about the relationship with Brazil.
So we have a number of international partnerships. So we signed an agreement, a cooperation agreement between the two space agencies here in South Africa and the Brazilian Space Agency. And the idea is to engage in common areas of interest or collaborative initiatives. So, for example, we could look at co-building satellites together.
Mm-hmm.
Also developing certain products and services. So the key focus in terms of value proposition would be around the Earth observation side of things. So we have these satellites that have optical cameras on board, and these cameras can actually sense information that you and I cannot see, like in the infrared. And that is packed with information. So, for example, if you're looking at your environment, like a crop or a farm area with maize plants, as an example, it can tell you how much of water is in the maize plant. It can tell you what the structure of the cellular structure of these plants look like from space, based in terms of how the light is reflected off the plant structures and so on. So you get so much more information coming out through these satellites that we actually use on a daily basis, like precision farming, when to fertilize, when to apply water. So we're trying to build these products and services that we can use in our respective countries. And by the way, government departments use space applications to make policy choices and to observe how it actually unfolds on the ground. Spatial planning, town planning, where to put your electrical cable, where to put your water reticulation and so on. Where's your water resources? All of that can be gauged from satellite. So what we're trying to do is to build up that space value chain, so that we can realize the benefits at the national level. And that's the essence of the cooperation that we engage in.
Absolutely incredible. Really, really phenomenal. Is Brazil, the standard there, much like South Africa?
Yeah, look, Brazil, I think, got a head start with regards to South Africa. So they, you know, they built satellites, they've got launch capabilities already. But maybe not known to many listeners is that South Africa had these capabilities in the 1980s, but it was more on the military domain side. So we built satellites, we built launch capabilities. But because of international security, much of that was kind of shut down because of international pressure and sanctions and so on.
Right.
But we've, over the last decade or maybe two decades, we've started to resurrect some of those capabilities. And that's why we can boast that we have the know-how in the system. So what we are currently doing is actually building up that capability. So we'll be building a few satellites in the next 2-3 years, probably about half a dozen. In fact, there's 3 satellites that are going to go up later this year. That's going to be looking at all the ship traffic along our coastline and to see what's going on for national security purposes. We build products and services. We're looking at our own cloud system in terms of putting all the data on, bringing artificial intelligence in to make sense as to what's happening in the environment. So there's a whole suite of activities that we're engaging in to advance our space capabilities, but also to bring that benefits to a country level. And, yeah.
Absolutely, absolutely incredible. That's unfortunately where we have to leave it. Dr. Vel Umunsami, Chief Executive Officer at the South African National Space Agency.